I'm Mike McCurdy. Local hotels say they're struggling, facing too much competition, less demand from companies like State Farm, and a glut of rooms. Hotel operators say another emerging challenge comes from Airbnb, the short-term rental platform known in big cities and vacation spots. They want local governments to step in and regulate. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with local Airbnb hosts who push back on those concerns and say the unique Airbnb culture makes it a totally different business model.
A semi-pro baseball team, a band performing at the Castle Theater, a mom visiting to watch her son play football, a family reunion, an author writing a book about historic Route 66. They've all stayed at Kevin Lewis's house, one of the top Airbnb destinations in Bloomington Normal. Lewis turned his 103-year-old bungalow on Locust Street into a short-term rental property, first as a way to make some extra money during a financial slump, and almost 2 years later, he's still doing it.
Financially, I don't need to now. Now I do it because I like it. I enjoy it. I'm a schmoozer and a people person anyway, so it's not unusual for me to spend a couple hours in the evenings with my guests, hanging out, talking, getting to know them.
In bigger cities and vacation destinations, Airbnb is now just part of the vernacular. 10 years after launching in San Francisco, Airbnb has survived horror stories and big city regulation to emerge as a poster child for the sharing economy, a go-to choice for travelers looking for a homey place to stay. Lewis is part of Bloomington Normal's nascent Airbnb scene, which now has dozens of regular listings. While cities like Chicago began tackling Airbnb regulation years ago, downstate markets like Bloomington Normal and Champaign are only reaching that point now. On one side are traditional Bloomington Normal hotels, many of which are struggling with low occupancies and see Airbnb hosts as unfair competition because they don't pay the same local hotel taxes or abide by the same guest safety rules. On the other side are Airbnb's loyal guests and hosts who say home-based, short-term rentals meet a consumer need that hotels simply can't replicate. Caught in the middle are local governments like Bloomington and Normal, which have seen flattening or falling tax revenue and consider Airbnb as a potential way of refilling the coffers. The Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association has asked the Bloomington and Normal councils to take swift action on Airbnb regulation. Normal City Manager Pam Reese told GLT that city staff is researching the issue.
This is an issue that demonstrates how technology has driven a market faster than we can react to it.
Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says he too is interested in the issue. Here's how Reese puts it.
Yes, we're willing to look at the topic and figure out what solutions we could potentially come up with for the problems associated with short-term rentals and the impact, but there are no easy solutions.
Kevin Lewis welcomed his first Airbnb guest at his Bloomington bungalow back in November 2016. Was it weird for him that first time having some stranger stay in his house?
You know, you're opening up your home to people that you don't know. There's always that trepidation, you know, is it going to work out? And I say I've had over 250 reservations completed, and I have yet ever to have an issue with any of my guests. They've always just been beyond reproach, full of integrity, always very pleasant, very nice people. So, yeah, it's been a very rewarding experience.
To be safe, Lewis has added a new rider to his State Farm homeowner's insurance on top of Airbnb's coverage. Lewis objects to claims by local hotel operators that Airbnb doesn't pay its fair share in taxes. Indeed, Airbnb does collect and remit state hotel taxes for Illinois bookings, although the Illinois Department of Revenue declined to reveal how much, citing taxpayer confidentiality. The concern now, according to hotel operators, is that Airbnb doesn't pay local hotel taxes. That's separate from the state tax. Bloomington and Normal City government collect that 6% hotel tax, a portion of which goes to the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bloomington collects $1.6 million in local hotel taxes annually. Normal collects about $1.3 million. More and more municipalities are considering short-term rental regulations because of that revenue opportunity and potential guest safety concerns. That's according to Mark Gordon, president and CEO of the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association, which has pushed for more regulation.
We're fine with competing, but what we don't like is government giving them a free pass by not collecting the full amount of tax and basically not regulating.
For now, Airbnb guests and hosts and those hotels are waiting to see if local governments take that first step toward regulation. I'm Ryan Denham.
Take a closer look at the local hotel occupancy rates with an interactive graphic at our website. The address is wglt.org.